Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
With the song Broadway, we shine the lights on our first act here on this new hour of Neon Jazz. Off his 1998 album called Broadway, that was Chicago-born jazz trumpeter and guitarist Randy Santke. He said this once about how he got his mind into jazz. "I got into jazz kind of chronologically, beginning with Bix and Louie, then Dizzy, Clifford Brown, Miles, and Freddie Hubbard." A nice little evolution there. So in high school, his band included future greats like Ray Anderson and George Lewis. After that, he went on to Indiana University and met Michael Brecker. He formed a jazz rock band there. He was offered a job with Janis Joplin, but a hernia of the throat made it impossible for him to join the band. While playing in New York City, his friend Bob Wilbur got him a job with Benny Goodman that ran from 1984 until Goodman's death in 1986, and that was a nice little tutelage there. Over the years, swing music has been his forte, and now he is an authority on the music of both Louis Armstrong and Bix Beiderbecke. One of the many ways he has entered the minds of many is through film soundtrack. He is included playing on Coppola's The Cotton Club and several Woody Allen films, including Bullets Over Broadway. Randy is a good musician. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of the Green Lady Lounge, Broadway Jazz, and the famous Blue Room, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, angling to give you jazz from cats like Horace Silver, Steve Allen, and many others. We go back to the 1920s for this next tasty track on the show from Irwin Abrams with the song Magnolia.
Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was pianist and composer Bobby Timmons with the 1962 song Pretty Memory. Bobby got his name in the jazz world as a sideman in Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers and is a part of Cannonball Adderley's band. Along with gigging in some of the best bands ever, he was instrumental in the soul jazz style that he helped initiate. His bandmate Tootie Heath said that he was addicted to heroin and would routinely lie down at the keys, and he would even sometimes pull out a knife to threaten people in the crowd. But it was said that he had no ego about him and he was always upbeat. And unfortunately, Bobby died at the age of 38 from psoriasis. Yet, he remains one of the biggest unsung jazz heroes forevermore. From the Motor City we go next, with drummer Gerald Cleaver on the 2008 song Dorum off his album Gerald Cleaver's Detroit.
Kansas City, and you're tuned in to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was a man that's hard to introduce, but let's do it. With the 1959 song Cool Blue off his album All That Jazz. That was American television personality, musician, composer, actor, comedian, and writer Steve Allen with all his stars in tow. He was the first host of The Tonight Show, where he was instrumental in innovating the concept of the television talk show. But for our jazz purposes, he was a great pianist and a prolific composer. He etched over 14,000 songs. Wow. As if that wasn't enough, he wrote more than 50 books, and he has 2 stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame and a Hollywood theater named in his honor. Here's another legend on the keys during this hour of Neon Jazz. This is the great Horace Silver with the 1960 song Strollin' off his Horoscope EP.
Germino, 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 Joe Germino.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is freaking awesome. Walking through the club like, what up, I'm such a big shot. I'm so pumped about the flag from the thrift shop. Ice on the fringe, it's so damn frosty. That people are like, damn, that's cold, that's honky. Rolling hella deep, heading to the mezzanine. Dressed on pink, and my gator shoes, holes in green. Draped in a leather, mink girl standing next to me. Probably should've washed this, cause it smells like R. Kelly sheets. Bag it, popping it, watching about to go and get some compliments. Passing up on moccasins, someone else has been walking it. Me and grunge, ever man, I'm done flossing and saving my money and hella happy, that's a bargain. I'ma take your grandpa style, I'ma take your grandpa style. No, for real, ask your grandpa, can I have his hand-me-downs? The low jumpsuit and some house slippers, dookie brown lead jacket, I found Dickie. They had a broken keyboard, I bought a broken keyboard, I bought a ski blanket, and then I bought a kneeboard. Hello, hello, my ace man, my mellow. Dominic and nothing, I'm a fringe game, hell no. I can take some pro wings, make cool sell those. Sneaky heads to be like, oh, he got Velcro, so I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is freaking awesome. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is freaking awesome. That's another man's come up. Thank you, granddad, for donating our plaid. Button up the shirt, I'm in here searching. I'm at the Goodwill, you can find me in the Uptons. I'm not sick of searching in that section. Yo, grandpa, yo, auntie, mommy, yo, mammy, I will take those flannel zebra pajamas. They be like, oh, that Gucci, that's hella tight. I be like, yo, this $50, that ain't right. Limit edition, let's do some addition. That shirt hella dope. And having the same one as six other people in the club is a hella dope. Deep game comp, take a look through my telescope. Trying to get them girl with that brand brand new hella won't. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm honey, looking for a come up. This is freaking awesome. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm honey, looking for a come up. This is freaking awesome. I'll wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible. I'll wear that big fur coat from that thrift shop down the road. I'll wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible. I'll wear that big fur coat from that thrift shop down the road. Goodwill, Salvation Army, thrift shop.
From the modern era, actually a riff off Grammy award-winning Macklemore's song Thrift Shop. That was the jazz take by Scott Bradley and the Postmodern Jukebox off the 2013 album called Introducing Postmodern Jukebox. The aspiring pianist formed the Postmodern Jukebox to get the audience to think of songs not as rigid, ephemeral objects, but malleable globs of silly putty, and he's done just that. And with that, he is now on a mission to create an alternate universe of popular song in a land not so far, far away. Sticking with the modern here on the show, here's the talented Ja Wobble with the Modern Jazz Ensemble on the 2011 song City Meets Country, and Does It Ever.
Thank you. is Laura Ainsworth, and I think neon jazz is out of this world.
Feeling good.
That was singer and songwriter Cat Edmondson with the 2009 song Summertime off the album Take to the Sky. Born in Houston, Texas, she began there and went on to take on the sky. She moved to Austin and then settled in Brooklyn, New York. She wrote her first song at the age of 9, and in 2002, she auditioned for the second season of American Idol and made it to the group of 48 invited to Hollywood. When that didn't work, she spent some years as a singer in the local club scene, and she released her debut album, Take It to the Sky, in 2009. It was self-funded and consisted of pop covers and jazz standards. It reached the top 20 of the Billboard jazz charts. These days, she's all over the place, and for good reason. With the music of Thelonious Sphere Monk, here's Ugly Beauty covering San Francisco Holiday, next on Neon Jazz. Thank you. Again, that was the magic of Thelonious Spearmonk with the cover of his tune, San Francisco Holiday via Ugly Beauty. You know, they say imitation is the finest form of flattery. On that note, we're going to leave with an original. Here's the very accomplished Australian jazz trumpeter Bob Barnard with the tune Washbourne Blues off his 1996 New York Notes album. And with that, we are wrapping things up around here on Neon Jazz. Thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man with San Francisco in his heart, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Give us a shout-out via email to our little jazz show here. We'd love to hear what you think. Reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.